We catch wild camels, we sell them domestically, we sell them internationally. This group that we've got here is 24 going to South Korea for a big private zoo there. So this is the first of a few different animals that we'll be sending that way.
How did you strike up that relationship with the Korean zoo?
The zoo's a private enterprise done by a group of businessmen, but they basically found me through my webpage, you know, just searching the WW world for camels, came across my webpage and made contact. And that was 2 years ago, so we've been negotiating for nearly 2 years to sell 24 camels. But a lot of that is getting protocol from the governments, the Korean government, getting the Australian government to understand what's going on, and for us to understand all the political and rural aspects that go with doing something like this.
So at the end of, I guess, a long 2 years, this is it. You're finally ready to ship them off.
Yeah, this is, well, they go on the 4th. At the moment, they're going on the 4th of August out of Melbourne on a Polair 747 straight into Incheon or Seoul. And then from there, they do a five-hour road trip down to the bottom and then on a ferry across to Jeju Island, just to the south.
Were they fairly particular in what they wanted? Did they say, get us your best camels? Or was there any borderlines or recommendations around that?
Not really. They just wanted fairly young. These are all under three-year-old. They just wanted youngish ones that they could work with well, as long as they look like a camel. Australia doesn't have much difference in the actual camels that we have. They're all about this brownish, blackish colour. So, you know, same, really. But Australia does have the best camels in the world, as in disease-free. We have no real issues with our camels at all. And there's a lot of demand for Australian camels now. The main demand for camel is for camel meat. I mean, in the last 5 years, I've had just under 1,000 separate inquiries from nearly 40 different countries. And 70-80% of all those inquiries are for meat, and then after that comes milk, and then live export, and racing camels, and beauty camels, and goodness knows what else. But we get quite a few inquiries, and that's where this sale came out of, inquiry off the web.
Seems like a massive growing agricultural industry.
It should be a very successful growing industry, but at the moment it's not. They've just wasted $19 million shooting 100,000 feral camels, which is a bit of a sort of a downer in the whole thing. And there should be an industry based around meat live export with the camel. I mean, we're an arid land. 70% of Australia's land mass is classed arid. Why on earth aren't we farming a more arid animal?
Can you tell us exactly where you rounded this mob up from?
This mob came from southeast of Ayers Rock, and they were picked out of a group of about 300-400, maybe a bit more, wild camels. We had a specific age that we were looking for, so hence you only get 27, 28 out of the 300 or 400.
What's the process like of rounding them up?
There's a couple of ways you can catch them. We used to catch them like Daktari style off the front of four-wheel drives with lasso ropes. We'd spend a lot of time in hospital and not catch that many camels because, you know, it's just very difficult to do. And then about 20-odd years ago, a Middle Eastern person paid a lot of money for us to catch 1,000 camels, and we worked out how to use helicopters, and now we go out with a helicopter, and if we see 100 camels, you get 100 camels, 200, you get 200. It's the way to go. It's expensive, but it's the only way to go, really. It's very efficient.
How much would one of these camels, one of these good nick camels, be worth?
Camels in Australia range anywhere from $600-$700 up to probably about $6,000 or $7,000. In the Middle East, the top camel's worth in excess of $10 million, and that's for a racing camel. And a beauty camel would probably be worth even more than that. They spend vast fortunes on the camel industry in the Middle East, and we should do more with that in respect to an industry growing to that region.
Would that be worthwhile, striking up a relationship with the Middle East and getting a camel trade happening?
We've tried for numerous years now, and a lot of meat goes into Morocco. Camel meat out of South Australia goes into Morocco. It's very difficult to do when our government turns around and spends $19 million shooting 100,000 camels. The Arabs look at us, the GCC region looks at us and goes, you're a bunch of idiots, you know. They think, you know, you've just shot $1,200 an animal for a meat animal and you've let it rot in the ground for an absolute waste. They just think, lost the plot. And I tend to agree, actually, that's not the way to go. Yeah, look, it's been 2 years in the making, as I say, to get this up and running, so it'll be nice to see it all happen. It's just a matter of the plane turning up and us putting them on the plane.
Well, they're a good-looking bunch, and I bet the Korean, the youngsters and the rest will enjoy checking them out.
Well, they will. I mean, the camel's the third most watched animal in the zoo, and we've got them here in abundance. People take them for granted a little bit in Australia.